What is a chapter for Mishnah 3? What is a Shehaya like Gina or Merchatz? If there's a place of idolatry and it's got a garden or a bathhouse connected to it. It was like a big thing in there. Yeah. Nehenin Mem Shlo Betoiva. One can get benefit from the garden or the bathhouse. Ve'enin Mehem Betoiva. But if only if you don't pay a fee. But if you pay a fee, if you have to pay a fee to the idolater, then you can't. Then you can't get benefit from it. Interesting. Hayah shelah v'shel acherim. If the bathhouse belongs to them and to others, belongs to the idolaters and to other people, nehenin mehem bain betova or bain shelo betova, then you can get benefit for it for a fee or not for a fee. So if the other partners involved, then it's not so like clear, you know, exactly that it's going for the idolatra, then you could even pay a fee to use the bathhouse, let's say.
Is the bathhouse the issue, or is it the statutes and stuff here the issue?
No, so the, I mean, no, no. The issue is that if the bathhouse was there to, what's the word, to decorate the place of idolatry, then you wouldn't be able to use it either way. Yeah, exactly, because then it's coming for the idolatry.
Yeah.
So over here, the fact that it's there, but is it like serving the idol and the idolatry in any way, or is it just there, you know? So that's the shalav here.